Right, thank you for coming to our talk. I'm David Kuniarzyk, this is Jan Czerny. We're both students, master's students at the Charles University Faculty of Mathematics and Physics, which also does computer science, although it's not in the name. And we are the main maintainers, both code and content-wise, of MathFizzWiki, our student wiki that we built.
Okay. Thank you very much for the introduction, David. Our faculty had a really long-running problem that finding information about anything was actually really hard. Everything was really fragmented there, source of information-wise. Our school itself is really fragmented. We have buildings all over the Prague. We have multiple fields of study. You can study computer science, physics, linguistics, mathematics. Every building has its own organization and systems they use. And it's really easy to get lost in it. And so the attempt of solution in the past was multiple wikis, which mostly ended unmaintained or broken or full of spam, forums, social media groups, which end up being too chaotic to actually search with bad signal to noise ratio, and more spam than any content that could be useful. Then Discord servers pop up. There was many of them, but they are very hard to archive or search to past. And there is a tons of personal and organizational websites which are very often outdated or contain only incomplete information. So our vision for a solution would be to finally make one central place where you can find the information or find where you can find the information. Everyone can contribute it, and even anonymously. Content is organized and categorized, so it's easy to navigate and search. It would be very versatile and universal, so you can put text in it, media files, PDFs of study materials, photos, anything you need, and everything will be free and open source, so everyone can contribute even into the code of the solution itself. And that's how MathFizzWiki was born. This is the front page and how it currently looks like. As you can see, there are four main categories, which we'll check later. Currently, some statistics. We started by importing a lot of content from other dev platforms and replacing them. They are currently, generated more than 10,000 items, about 950 pages were edited from last year and are currently in the, not archived, but the living part of the content, which is heavily edited by students and university adjacent people. And since the start of this year, 140 items were edited since. This is the categorization we've finally went through. Because it's in Czech, I will translate it. This one is about school, this and how it works. This one is about studies, this one about student life, and this is about general tips. School contains information about bureaucracy, how it's organized, campus information about buildings, where you can find it, the hierarchy of power, what you need, who need to ask for, and stuff like that. It's very useful for freshmen who come the first year and try to orient in the system of a university. The study, which is the biggest and most used category, where you can find information for specific subjects in school, and study materials, past exams, tips what you need, but even more meta tips, like how to set up your LaTeX so it's good for your physical reports, and other tips like what content management system to use, knowledge management system to use, how to set up your editor and stuff like that. Then there is a student life, which is mostly to snapshot of our culture, which is very strong. And we have very strong sense of community and long history. So this one is something that contains it and archives and preserves it. And there you can find information from other organizations from part of the school and what is happening where. And the general tips, which are much more general. There are tech tips, what you can do on your dorm, how to set up, any tips what to choose for Linux distributions and stuff like that. First content, as I already said, was imported. We've imported from main three sources, which we all replaced. Old wiki, which was media wiki, maintained by students, but it died and went got a really large problem with bots, so it became basically unusable. There was another project called Student Cookbook, which was another media wiki, but in a administration of specific group of people, so it wasn't able to be publicly edited by all students. So it was very selective on what it contained. And forum, which was old PHBB forum, which was in its last years mostly bots talking to each other, trying to sell each other something. What do we do with moderation? Our faculty has a really strong sense of community and it's very high trust environment. We allow anonymous edits and basically we have only three rules of all the wiki. Use your common sense. Every article must have exactly one H1 heading and links to pages should have depth of one. And theoretically it's moderated, but we never had any malicious actor. And all we did was maybe contact someone who used macros in a bad way, how it's not intended. But that's basically it. So one of morals what you can take from a lecture is, if you are scared of moderation, if you are working in a specific community and there is some level of trust, you do not need to worry about it. It actually works really great. And now I will give space to David to tell more about the software side of MatFizzWiki.
Thank you. We decided to replace the media wiki system that the old wiki used because it was a really old version and we didn't want to move forward with that. And we made the decision to make a list of requirements for the new wiki. And we expected there being like tens of different wiki projects that one would fit. Well, we needed something that used Markdown because students already know Markdown from GitHub, from GitLab, from various other applications that the faculty uses that do use Markdown. We wanted something that could be extended with custom macros so we could create plugins that would work to add maybe reusable components or even something that could talk to a different server and pull data from it without having to manually modify the source code of the parser or something like that. We wanted multiple input and output formats joined by a common AST. You may know this sort of hub and spokes design from Pandoc, and we used this to import the other wikis. And we wanted something that could use the university CAS system for authentication because the secret of our moderation is that we only allow people with a university account access to the wiki or write access to the wiki. If anyone else wants it, they have to write an email and be nice to us and explain why they want the access. But there have been very few cases of that happening, so it's not a very big workload for us. And the last requirement, we wanted something that didn't require JavaScript for viewing. Sadly, after going through these requirements, we were left with only two wiki software options, MoinMoin and XWiki. And XWiki being really large and written in Java and its own scripting language partly, we picked MoinMoin because it was written in Python and much smaller and more comprehensible for us as the primary maintainers of the wiki. MoinMoin used to be very popular, but then came Python 3 and MoinMoin version 2, and V2 is still in perpetual beta or even alpha. I think it works mostly pretty well, but it's a minority choice currently. Well, we didn't want to really modify it too much. We just wanted to add our own theme to make a bit of a brand statement with the wiki to make it look like something new. And a few features here and there, maybe a bug fix or two. It worked well in our testing instance, but once we imported the old wiki with its tens of thousands of revisions at first before we cut down all the spam and other bad stuff, it became really slow, like multiple seconds per simple page load and tens of seconds for more demanding pages. The problem here is that Moin Moin 2 and also Moin Moin 1 use the file system for storing everything, data, metadata, everything. Moin Moin 2 added an index using the Woosh library. And the index, Woosh is mostly a full text indexing library, so it was used for the search function, but Moin Moin used it for everything, including things like looking up articles by ID or looking up users. Somewhere along the line, Woosh, which is now unmaintained, became really slow, because I can find benchmarks from maybe 2012 which say on datasets bigger than ours, it's really fast. But currently, or rather 2 or 3 years ago when we debugged this, it was slower than grep on read and rebuilt almost the whole index on write. So we clearly needed to either fix it or replace it. Fixing it didn't get us anywhere, or attempting to fix it rather. So we decided to move everything over to a Postgres database. First as just a secondary store, as a secondary index, replacing the Woosh, and now replacing the whole storage layer of the wiki, replacing it with SQL Alchemy and typed entities. And after 3 years of work on this, requests now take 50 milliseconds. And on a wiki, you saw the size of our wiki. I don't think it's small. I think it deserves the 50 milliseconds. we didn't just do this, the two of us. I think our greatest success is actually creating and organizing these student meetups, these student hackathons, you could say, where we got, last time I think it was like 8 people programming, roughly. Yeah, so pretty big amount of people working on the wiki and first converting it to the Postgres storage, and then later adding various functions and making it more user-friendly. We got pizza. This was partly organized by our sort of partner group, which officially controls the wiki and then hands over the control to the both of us. But they bought us pizza, so thank you, Spolek Matvizak. We didn't just change the storage. Of course, that's a big thing, and I think the moving from untyped dicts to typed classes holding the main data in the wiki is a big improvement. But we also added type hints basically everywhere, because it's a big help when onboarding other people. I think those 8 or 10 people who went to the hackathons couldn't have done what they did if the wiki was had no type hints as it had at the start. Postgres being a proper transactional database also really helps with integrity issues. We previously had at least once a month, I'd say, an issue where the index, the secondary index, and the primary file system storage desynced through something which we were not always able to trace back to its source problem. Now, with now that storage and indexing is fully done in the same Postgres database, we haven't had such problem yet. We redid the permission system. It's now simpler and more powerful, somewhat at the expense of user configurability, and I mean like a user, not as in the admin, but the person with an account on the wiki. We put in a more powerful Markdown parser with macro support, because previously Moin had macro support, but only using its own custom markup language. So now Markdown has full fat macro support. And we made various UI tweaks to our theme and to Moin as a whole to make it a bit more friendly to new users who don't have the wiki training necessary to maybe know how to add attachments when attachments don't really exist. We've also removed a lot of unmaintained features, and we consider that a feature, not a bug, because those features mostly didn't work. And they made everything much more complicated. So during the process of converting, rewriting to Postgres, we axed a lot of them, and the wiki is now more maintainable as a result. We're still fixing some things, like Moin had a great suite of automated tests. Most of those are now broken because we just haven't had the time to rewrite them with the new code base in mind. Maybe one day. We have a few hopes for the future. We submitted our fork to the Moin developers, which they are still very diligently developing Moin version 2, with the hope that they could use, if not the whole thing, then at least some of the parts of the code that we refactored. I'd also like to reuse some of their improvements that they've made in the 3 years since we forked. It'll take a lot of work, but maybe we can make it happen. I think we've demonstrated that using free and open source software in this kind of setting is a reality, and not just using, but actually improving it without having to do any complicated things like pay for a maintenance contract or have great support from some internally at Matfiz. I think the two of us managed it sort of on the side of most official processes. I think you don't really need moderation if what you're doing is giving select people access. And that's somewhat of a truism, right? But it turns out that select people can mean a whole university, so thousands upon thousands of people. And we hope that our software will be useful for other wikis as well. Right now, it probably has a few warts in that regard. We don't really test it outside Matfiz Wiki, and our development setups, our local development setups. But over the like 10 people who've come to the hackathons and contributed to the wiki, almost every one of them has found some sort of bug in our onboarding documentation and scripts. So hopefully all the bugs have been ironed out, and you can mostly problem-free run your own instance of our wiki.
Thank you very much for your attention. We hope that you check our code and you check the website, and we hope that we was able to inspire you to try something like this, because it seemed like a big project, but it's now here, and we are very glad that we didn't get scared and we actually tried it. These are our contacts. You feel free to reach for us if you have any questions. If you get any after the questions, you can ask here right now. So thank you again for your attention.
So onboarding process for new contributors on the content side, I presume. That's something We have the documentation. Maybe I can. We have a few pages on the wiki which show examples of the macros we use, examples of Markdown itself, examples of how pages look, and we sort of hope people figure it out by example. And if they don't, we tell them what they're doing wrong. Honza here keeps a tight watch on every page modification. Every day he looks at the global history. So that's... we haven't figured out anything great or awesome. It's just examples and hard work. And
plus, we got advertisement through posters and social media posts by faculty. I think we had from all-time editors in the hundreds. It's 136 editors of all time, with most of them did only small amount, and there is a smaller, much more active group, which...
There's like 80 people who've made 5 or more edits, and 10 people who've made 100 or more edits.
A quick question.
Hi, thank you for your wonderful work. I think a lot of European universities could benefit from something like this. I do have something like a less technical question about this. How did the faculty react to the fact that apparently the information they provide is not sufficient enough that you have to make a wiki of your own?
Well, how did the faculty react that their information is insufficient? They didn't. I think Mathis is decentralized enough that there is no definitive answer to that question. But I think everybody in the faculty, they know that sort of distribution of information on Mathis is, I wouldn't call it a sore point. It's very much, it's anarchy. So we have some central system which should contain loads of things and has the potential to contain loads of things, but it's sort of ossified. It hasn't been properly developed for, I don't know, 10 years. It's on life support, and all the new systems have so far failed or not been delivered. So information is on people's personal pages, hosted on various servers in various buildings or elsewhere, or on personal domains. I think they all know that it's a bit of a mess.
Thank you.